Welcome to the deep dive.
You know, you might be sensing it too, that feeling that the usual career track isn't quite so usual anymore.
Definitely.
Maybe you're thinking about freelancing, going independent, or, well, just wanting to navigate what's coming next.
Yeah, being prepared.
So today we're doing a deep dive into something pretty insightful from Art Munoz. It's from his Revenue Like Clockwork newsletter.
Ah, yes. And the piece we're looking at has this really strong core idea, doesn't it?
It really does.
He talks about when you see those like signals, those hints, that there's demand for what you do.
Mm-hmm.
The absolute worst reaction is just to sort of beg, plead for a chance.
Instead of selling, confidently selling your expertise.
Exactly. Munoz really draws a sharp line between those two things, begging versus selling, especially when opportunity seems, close.
And that's what we want to unpack today, give you, the listener, a kind of actionable mindset shift.
A bit of a shortcut, maybe, to grasp this really important distinction for your own career, your own business ideas.
Yeah. And he frames it brilliantly right at the start with this analogy he uses, the domesticated pigeon versus the eagle.
Oh, that's a great hook. It really sticks with you.
It does. So let's get into that pigeon idea first.
Okay. So Munoz paints this picture. You finish your education, you get into your profession, and maybe without realizing it, you become a bit like a domesticated pigeon.
Comfortable, maybe.
Yeah, comfortable, used to being fed by others, as he puts it, within that job structure. Safe. Routine.
And the key part, rarely testing your wings, like not pushing to see what you're really capable of, how far you could scale on your own.
Precisely. And that image, well, it probably hits home for anyone feeling a bit stuck or worried about job security.
Right? Absolutely. Or if you're contemplating that jump to independence, that safety net feels both good and maybe limiting.
Mm-hmm. It's that tension. Because deep down, Munoz suggests there's this desire to soar, to be free.
To be the eagle.
Right. The eagle. Self-reliant, strategic, commanding your own path. He even touches on his own journey, choosing that sort of road less traveled because he values that independence so highly.
It's a really potent contrast, dependency versus intentional self-direction.
Yeah. And to show why this shift matters so much, he shares this this really striking example from LinkedIn, real world case.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What happened?
He calls it a poignant case. Someone basically posted, "I'm desperate for work." Something along those lines.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And the post just exploded. It went viral. He mentions 10.8 million impressions.
10.8 million. That's huge.
Astronomical reach. Tens of thousands of reactions, comments, shares. People clearly saw it. A massive wave of attention.
So you'd think, great, problem solved.
Right.
Offers must have poured in.
Well, that's the twist. The person's own conclusion after all that visibility, they basically said, and this is a quote Munoz uses, "The job market is fucked."
Huh. Despite millions of eyes seeing their plea.
Yeah. And that's where Munoz really pushes back hard. He says, I call BS, even if we're in a recession.
Okay, so what's the BS part? What was wrong with that viral post, according to Munoz?
The fatal flaw, as he identifies it, was incredibly simple but profound.
It was.
There was no offer.
No offer.
None. All that attention, all those millions of impressions, and absolutely nothing for people to do. No irresistible offer, as he terms it.
So just attention floating in the void.
Pretty much. No clear path to convert that attention. No call to action, no funnel, no lead magnet.
Nothing like click here to see my portfolio or DM me to discuss your project.
Exactly. No direct invitation for any kind of further engagement. Just the plea itself.
And Munoz mentioned something about the person getting defensive when this was pointed out.
Yeah, apparently they took offense.
Yeah.
Which kind of highlights the mindset gap, maybe. Seeing the attention itself as the point rather than, a tool.
So the lesson there is huge. Attention alone doesn't pay the bills.
Not at all. It's what you do with it. And in this case, there was no mechanism, no pathway for those millions of potential viewers to become leads, clients, anything concrete.
It's like having a massive audience in an auditorium, but then just walking off stage without telling them anything else.
Perfect analogy.
Yeah.
And Munoz points out the best outcome this person apparently got was a few one-off projects that maybe came out of the thousands of comments.
Which sounds incredibly inefficient, sifting through comments hoping for a gig.
Massively inefficient. Yeah. It just shows the difference between getting seen and actually building something sustainable. The person got validation, maybe, see, it's tough out there, but missed the opportunity within that virality.
Because there was nothing being offered.
Precisely. Okay, so if that's the pigeon way, broadcasting need and hoping what's the alternative,
yeah.
What does Moonnose's Eagle's playbook look like? How do you sell proactively?
Right. He lays out a practical strategy. 4 key points.
Okay, point one. Moonnose says you need to lead with an irresistible offer in 3 seconds.
3 seconds. That's fast.
Super fast. He mentions Mark Joyner's 3-second rule. Basically, you have to hook someone instantly before they scroll past.
And how do you do that? What makes an offer irresistible in 3 seconds?
It's about the structure, he suggests. Problem pari, promise proof trigger.
Okay, break that down.
So first, clearly state the problem you solve. Then, make a compelling promise about the solution or outcome. And finally, offer a proof trigger, something that quickly builds credibility.
Gotcha. So it's immediately clear what pain you address, what benefit you offer, and why someone should listen.
Exactly. And Moonnose gives some solid prompt examples, like struggling to land a high-paying gig. That's the problem.
Okay.
Then use my 5-step formula to book $5K projects. That's the promise.
Nice and specific.
And then use by 200+ freelancers to double their rates. There's your proof trigger. Social proof.
Right. Concise, value-driven, straight away. Okay. That's point one. What's next?
Point two is build a conversion funnel immediately.
Ah, the funnel. Sounds technical, maybe.
It doesn't have to be super complex, especially at first. The key idea is simply having a next step ready for anyone who shows interest.
So don't just leave them hanging after the hook.
Right. Moonnose says every post, every piece of content, should basically point towards one of 3 things. Either a lead magnet.
Like a free download, a checklist.
Yeah, something valuable they opt in for. Or a tripwire, which is a low-cost introductory offer.
Okay, get them to make a small purchase.
Or it could point directly to your main core offer, your premium service. The point is, there's always somewhere specific for interested people to go next.
Got it. So you need a pathway. He gives an example, CTA, right?
He does. Something like, click to grab my free quick-to-win copy audit. I'll show you where you're leaking revenue.
That's direct. Offers immediate value and tells you exactly what to do. Makes sense. What's point three?
Point three is all about actively harvesting insights from engagement.
So not just counting likes.
Definitely not. It's about digging deeper into the comments, the interactions. He suggests things like pinning a question in the comments.
Like what?
Maybe reply with your hashtag one copy challenge. I'll solve the top 3 in a workshop tomorrow.
Oh, that's clever. It encourages interaction and gives you instant market research on their pain points.
Exactly. You learn what people are actually struggling with. He even suggests asking directly about willingness to pay.
Really? Like how?
Something like, would you pay 6Xers for a template that does Y? Get a feel for actual demand and price sensitivity.
That's bold, but yeah, incredibly valuable feedback for shaping your offers. Okay, so strong hook, clear next step, harvest insights. What's the 4th point?
The 4th point is crucial for making it personal. Message, top engagers. Invite them deeper. Open chats.
Ah, so direct outreach.
Yes. Don't just wait for DMs to roll in. Actively reach out to the people who are commenting, sharing, showing real interest. Start a one-on-one conversation.
Move from broadcasting to actual interaction. Build that relationship.
That's the core of it. Understand their specific situation better. See if there's a fit.
Okay, these 4 points, hook, funnel, insights, outreach, they really paint a picture of proactive selling, not just waiting.
Completely. And underpinning all of this is that fundamental mindset shift Moonnose keeps coming back to.
The eagle, not the pigeon.
Exactly. He talks about ditching the victim branding, you know, the I'm desperate, the market's terrible narrative.
And replacing it with
a solutions focus.
Yeah.
Here's the specific problem I solve. Here's how I help you. It flips the whole script.
So instead of everything's broken, it's here's why now is the perfect time for my solution.
Precisely. Taking control of the narrative. Now, he does add a nuance.
Which is?
He's not saying every single thing you post has to be a sales pitch. That would be exhausting, probably ineffective.
Right. You need value, connection.
But if a post starts getting significant traction, goes viral, like that LinkedIn example, that is absolutely the moment to leverage it. Make sure those conversion pathways are clear and active.
Don't waste the spotlight when you have it.
You got it. And the non-negotiable foundation for all this, always have that lead magnet ready.
That free, valuable thing people can get easily.
Yep. He even shares a link to his own example, which is super helpful. Having that ready means you can always capture interest and start building your list, your audience. It's that first step in providing value.
So the Eagle's approach, boiled down, engage, solve, present.
That's a great summary. It's a cycle. Understand the problems, offer clear solutions, present a compelling way forward. It's proactive.
And it leads back to that powerful closing statement Munoz makes.
Oh yeah, the bakery line. It's so good.
Stop begging for crumbs. Sell the whole bakery.
Boom. That just nails it, doesn't it? Shifting from scarcity and hoping to abundance and offering real value, confidence.
So for everyone listening, the big message from this deep dive is really about examining your own approach. Are you leaning more towards passively hoping, maybe even pleading?
Or are you ready to embrace that proactive, value-driven sales mindset, focusing on the solutions you provide, the problems you solve?
Think about that pigeon and eagle again. Which one feels more aligned with where you want to go professionally? Relying on others or charting your own course?
It's a powerful self-reflection.
Definitely. And to leave you with something concrete to chew on, building on what we've discussed for Munoz, here's a thought.
Okay.
What is one specific offer, maybe super simple to start, that you could create right now? Something, anything, that moves you from just looking for an opportunity to actively showcasing how you solve a specific problem for someone.
That's a great challenge. Even a small step in that direction.
Just think about it, maybe jot it down, because making that shift, even in a small way, could be the start of really taking control, Eagle style.